the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, sticking with property, but a different end of the market, staging properties, doing them up for sale, has become increasingly popular in Ireland in the last few years. This is where homeowners are forking out up to €30,000 to stage their homes in an effort to attract higher bids and to sell more quickly. Sifra McQueen has been finding out more.
We bring in everything. We bring in brand new dining tables, sofas, chairs, armchairs, beds, the works. And we basically move in an entire house. You actually want the house to be the story.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there.
Diana Mullahan is a home stager and founder of My Kind of Design.
There's a psychology behind it. You need 5 positive experiences to negate 1 bad one. And your first couple of reception rooms are the places where you need to knock the socks off people and actually get them on board. So you want to have a dining area because people want to think that they will sit down together as a family and eat. I always put a drinks cart into a lot of my apartments because, you know, you come in from work, you've had a hard day, but like Sean Connery, I've had a terrible day, darling, make me a cocktail now.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
It'll never happen. But, you know, it's the aspirational idea that, you know, this is what happens. You want to create these moments for people when they're viewing.
Diana guides clients on what needs to go.
Don't have a book on your bookshelf that you wouldn't want your mother-in-law to look at. Now, here's the thing about family photos. My theory is I don't mind having a rogues gallery up a staircase in a downstairs loo. But if you keep dotting photographs throughout the entire house, those big, huge photographs of people in the jeans and the white shirts, the feet are out. They're very cute. They're lovely. No, they need to go. What we're trying to do is get them to envision them in your house. It screams, this is our house.
But there are just some things that will make or break a deal.
Dead plants or semi-dead plants or being resuscitated plants throughout a property. If it's not alive and bursting into life and something that the Botanic Gardens would be proud to have, horrific. Swirly carpets, they tend to suck up the light, they tend to distract and very dated. And there's some people who just will not, they'll just keep thinking about the swirly carpet, they'll keep thinking Bates Hotel, and that's all they'll have going around and around and around their head. And you're going, look, you know, it's a great size, it's fantastic. And the other going, Jesus, the carpet, the carpet, the carpet.
We know that in the US, professionally staged homes sell for an average of $40,000 over the list price.
CEO of Property District and author of the Irish Property Buyer's Handbook, Carol Tallon.
Home staging can actually reduce listing time on the market by up to 1/3 to a half, and it could fetch as much as 6 to 20% more than an empty home or a home that's not presented properly. In Ireland today, we're seeing it start to creep in more and more to the upper end of the market. And there's a very simple reason for that. We're very much at what we hope is the peak of the property market right now, which means you start to see a cooling off at the very highest end of the market, the most expensively priced homes. So they need a little push. They need a little bit of extra presentation.
Sometimes when people do home staging, it all looks a bit false and plastic. It's like nobody lives in the house.
Architect and Home of the Year presenter Hugh Wallace thinks home staging can be a good idea, but people shouldn't get carried away.
An awful lot of purchases are made on what's on social media. But the problem with trends is they come and they go. You know the timber slatting on the walls? That is so hot and it's so horrible. Rugs that are too small so the furniture doesn't sit on it. Paintings on walls, all of which have no personality. Naff, that's to put it mildly. Some of the art that goes on the walls. It's like you just wonder, why do they buy that?
Lots of things have changed around here since you're gone. Lamps don't shine as bright and the TV won't go on.
I'm an advocate of personality, which may well be a bit of clutter. So after the stage setter pops in, you pop back with those mementos. You might have a vase that your granny gave you. It shouldn't work in the house, but it does because it's got context and stories. because you're showing a house to individuals who are, they're probably nervous about buying a house. They want to know if that the previous owners enjoyed the house. They're looking for, if you like, more than four walls and the windows. They're looking for a bit of comfort.
I always, nearly always make the curtains because a lot of new builds have windows that aren't like the size that you can buy cheaply.
Laura DeBarra, aka the Gaff Goddess, stages homes on the London market. Working with limited budgets, she tries to think outside the box.
Like, I've often like cut up rugs and like hand sewed the side of them myself, or like sewn rugs together. I usually work from a property where I can for a full day, like right into the evening. I'll eat my lunch there, I'll eat my dinner there, to see where the light hits and what happens in the space. And then when there's viewings throughout the day, I know that there's a special area in that room where I've set up particularly for that. Usually in London, people are viewing in the evening in first-time buyer properties. So I'll always set something up where the evening light feels really nice.
Evening sun, why don't you stay?
It just adds emotional value where you don't have to spend money, add to landfill, create waste. Emotions are one of the most amazing things you can capture in a property, and you can do them for free.
Sometimes stagers have to go to great lengths to get the job done.
I'm just about to shoot something and I realise that something's crooked. I have no tools. It means I've had to empty the flat and I'm like banging it in with one of my stilettos. It's like something like out of a skit. And then you also have times when everything is done and you're sitting down waiting for the photographer, and you just give one look and you realise like all the windows are streaked. I carry vinegar around me like it's holy water and I'm my grandmother. I have literally taken t-shirts off and left my jumper on, soaked my t-shirt in water and vinegar and cleaned the windows. Like the things you end up doing just because that one window streak could let down the whole thing.
But sometimes, no matter how prepared or staged you can be, Diana has learned the hard way that you can't control everything.
I am a huge fan of having a soundtrack, a background soundtrack going on. It's the cookery programmes of the 1990s, the early 20s, you know, Air, Moon Safari, going on in the background.
Just be very, very aware of what could be lurking in the depths of your own playlist.
Halfway through a viewing, Born Slippy came on and started blaring the entire house out of it.
Ended up having to sort of frog leap over people and to try and get to the kitchen to try and turn the thing off as quickly as possible. To take note, anything that anybody could possibly air guitar at a wedding is possibly not a great idea to have in your playlist. It's not the scene we're looking for.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.